Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody, to The Psychologists Are In. I am Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Albinson.
And this week, we have the producer of our podcast, the one and only, we love her so much, Devin Ruskin, or as Tim likes to call her, D-Dog. And then after this podcast, you'll learn that she also has a new nickname. So we talked to Devin all about being a podcast producer, what it's like doing a rewatch, and how she has now become a part of the family of the show, we'll say. So please enjoy. We sure did. And I think we're going to actually have another episode with D-Dog. Hi, Tim. How you doing, Tim?
I'm super good, Maggie. Now, because I'm looking at your face and you're wearing a lovely Pepto-Pink sweater.
Same. Pepto-Pink. Yes. I went merchy today.
I like the merchy.
I like it too. Also, hi, Devin.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Devin.
Devin is also in Pepto-Pink headphones. Yeah, well, she came ready to play today because Devin... Wait, Tim, do you want to ask or do I want to ask? We have a very important question for Devin, but who should ask it?
Devin, I think you should ask. Maggie, I think you should ask.
Devin?
Yes.
I mean, it's tricky because Devin helps us podcast the shit out of it every week, just behind the scenes. But this time she is our guest. So I'm just going to say, Devin, as a guest, are you ready to podcast the shit out of it with us?
I'm so ready. This is so exciting.
Devin, I got to say, your hair looks amazing today, too.
I know.
Thank you. I blew it out just for this.
Yay. So to everyone listening, as we have pivoted during the strike, we have been talking about the strike, which we have some information. We'll share it later in the episode or later in the pod. But we thought it would be really fun. And actually, we've wanted to do this for some time anyway, to interview our... we cannot live without you. I don't know that you all get, like, there's so much work, there's so much editing, there's so much organizing, there's so much scheduling, and there's so much therapizing.
True.
Like, she's, we cannot live without you. We could not do this without you. You're extremely talented. We love you so much. And now we're gonna podcast the shit out of it with you and interview the shit out of it with you.
While Devin may have not been on the show, involved with the show that is the focus of our podcast.
The thing we're not talking about, right.
The show we're not talking about with the pineapple. Y'all know what it's like it's as if we're not
we can say the name, yes. Right?
Yeah. So it should not have been on Psych, but the new extension of our show, which is now Maggie and I doing this gorgeous, dare I say, gorgeous, vital, beautiful podcast. The Psychologists Are In.
Yes.
So now Devin has become, whereas Maggie maybe, I'm going to say the queen of the podcast because it was her idea of coming to me and saying, hey, Tim, you want to do this thing? As Maggie just said, no, Mags, it's absolutely true. You know this.
Okay.
As Maggie just explained, we could not do it without the genius that is our producer, Devin.
Stop it.
It's true.
Don't tell me to stop. I'm not going to stop. Make me. You know what? Make me, Devin. Would you could just by pushing the button and turning off my mic, probably.
I just thought of something that we should have done.
What?
Yes.
We should have done fan questions for Devin because all the psychos know her now.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I relate to them too. I feel like I am them embodied in the show. I watched it. I love it. And I get to experience it every week, which is great. So I feel like they could live a bit through me.
It's so, I think, vital and important and fitting that you're now a guest on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen our live shows. If you've been, dare I say, lucky enough to come to one of our live shows, you've seen Devin because we'll sometimes drag her on stage.
We're going to be doing some more live shows. We just don't have, we can't do the official announcements for those yet, but there will be more coming your way in 2024, maybe sooner.
We've got four four coming for 2024, right?
At least, yeah.
At least four are, at least four. Are already contracts already signed. We're already booked up for.
Yeah. Cannot wait, Tim. I can't wait to do that. And Devin,
I can't get back up to speed with you, Max.
Just leave the same. And also, and Devin, can't wait to like, also, we need to get Papa Devin back out too. So true. Papa Devin was our video recorder and helpful sound. He was just
my backup.
He's a backup for when we were in Michigan, when we were in Detroit in May. And it was so nice to see you with your family, who you're with right now, right? Aren't you in?
I am visiting them for 3 weeks.
That's a good visit. That's a nice visit.
It's a solid dose.
It's a solid dose.
And then I'll be back in November. So
good. So Devin.
Yes.
Let's start at the beginning. So first off, how did you get into producing? How did you get into podcasting?
Let's just make a note that's saying Devin's not only our amazing producer, she's also your producer for a very special podcast known as Me Time with Maggie Lawson.
Yes.
Which, hang on, I have to say, because I follow Me Time with Maggie on the socials, did I say that all right?
Yes, you did. Me Time with Maggie on the socials, even.
So like, amazing. I just saw the clip of the latest episode, which I immediately text Allison. You have an organization guru on there, right?
Yes, she's lovely.
Which is I'm in the middle of, as we talked about last week with my dad's.
Yeah.
I'm attempting to unclutter my office and make it my space again. And I immediately said, and Allison and I are working on various rooms in the house too. To kind of just spring clean, summer clean, fall clean. And immediately I was like, oh my God, this is so valuable. I think it was my response on the in the comments was, I so need to listen to this episode.
Thank you. Yeah.
Allison, she's like, oh my God, this is genius. I love it.
She's also, by the way, like her, even just her Instagram, you can get a lot of tips. Like she has courses and all kinds of stuff, but like even I was like on her Instagram and I was like already getting like tips and ideas and whatever. She's just a magical person, that Sona. So thanks. Well, yeah.
Then how fitting that a magical person interviewed her.
Thank you, Tim. That's so nice. But back to Devin.
Yeah, this is about me.
Yeah. So, all right. So in the beginning, all right. So Devin, how did you get into, because by the way, she doesn't just do Me Time. She does many podcasts, even though she makes everyone feel like they're her only podcast. She makes us always feel that way. Devin is, we can send like 4,000 messages back and forth about scheduling. And Tim and I will both be like, I'm traveling that week. What are you doing? Where are we going to be? Like, we're both like trying to figure it out. Devin's always just like, cool. Don't you fret. That's her thing. Always. Yeah,
that's so up. You are a calm, soothing force for our chaos.
For our utter chaos. So first off, Devin, how did you get into podcasting and how did you come to Cloud Tech?
This is kind of a crazy story. I'll start a little few months earlier. I was in my senior year of college. It was 2020. And I was doing a summer abroad program in LA. That's what they called it. Most people go to a different country, but I chose LA. And
it's like a different country.
Where were you going to college?
I went to Emerson College in Boston, and I went there for comedic arts. I always dreamed of writing for television, writing for late night. There were probably like two others that had a comedy program. So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was the main reason I knew I wanted to go there immediately. I applied to like 30 other schools just because I'm type A. But I went to Emerson senior year. I'm in LA. I'm interning at James Corden. And it's March of 2020, which is when the pandemic happened. I was living my life, being the writer's intern, going to work every day at 6 a.m. and like leaving at 7 p.m., interning at Corden. And I got sent home for COVID. The school was canceled. Everyone had to go home. And so we had classes online. And I didn't know what to do with my life after I graduated. And I was like, I need to work. I cannot just sit here and keep baking bread.
You're the person who's ever said that.
I know. At first, I was like, this is kind of great. Like, I'm just waking up at 11. I'm watching movies. I'm just sitting outside. I'm painting. I'm drawing. But I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I was listening to my favorite podcast, which was the Endless Honeymoon podcast with Natasha Leggero and Moshe Kasher. And I was like, I should just intern for them. So I reached out to the Instagram, DM'd them. It's like, do you need an intern? And one of the producers got back to me and was like, yeah, we would love an intern. And I just started interning for them.
Devin, that's so awesome.
Yeah. So it just shows if you want something, just DM someone.
And yeah,
it can possibly happen.
You never know. Like, you just never know. Good for you. But it still takes like guts to do that. Like, that's like,
that's a big deal.
That's called chutzpah and gumption.
Absolutely.
I know. And yeah, so I started interning for them, kept getting more work because I was like, do you have any other shows that you're producing? Like, I could help on other stuff. I started working on Busy Phillips' show and started doing like social assets for them and just helping produce. And eventually I got a real job. I wasn't just an intern and they hired me. I became an associate producer, worked my way up, and now I'm director of production.
Yeah, you are. In how many years? Like, no time at all.
That's three.
We started The Psychologist Are In 2021.
Yeah.
So you were like, that's mine. You're so good.
Oh, thank you.
I'm kind of blown away by that. And also I feel like it's such a good lesson for people of like, you know, I don't know where to start. Well, DM someone, reach out to someone. Like,
one step.
Yeah.
Even if it's the wrong step, you got to take a step.
Yeah. Tricky, tricky question.
Okay.
Do you love what you do?
I do. I love it. It's so fun. Like, I just love who I work with, I think, the most.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you and Tim.
Us.
And, yeah.
Obviously.
Just us. Yeah. It's just us.
The hosts are great. I mean, just working with you guys, I feel like it's more than just work. Like, we're all friends. And
we are.
And family. We're
family. We are family. You've seen me in lots of, you saw me singing karaoke.
I did.
Recently. That's like a bonded for life, I think, experience. I think we're allowed to talk about this because I really do want to ask, like, the work that goes in. So when we are doing the rewatch part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can talk about this. This is the tech side. So it's fine. But like, for everybody listening, like when I'm reading the synopsis, this is not just me recalling the episode. Cause like, I remember it and like, whatever. Devin watches every episode. She writes out the synopsis. She is a comedy writer, so she's very funny, and she leaves little nuggets of gold in there for us all the time that I will just stumble across as I'm reading it, which are so, so great. So out of curiosity, and like you can say, just like work level wise, I feel like The Psychologists Are In is probably like a rewatch is probably a heavier work. Like, this is a heavier workload than just like recording. Like, you're tracking the show every week. You're scheduled, by the way, you all, she will literally send us like, we'll be like, what's the schedule again? We ask her this question 3 times a week, 4 times a week.
Because I emailed her at midnight last night saying, wait, what time are we doing today?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This time are EST.
Podcasting is mainly calendars. You just have to be super organized.
That's not true though. It's like so much more. Well, rewatch wise. So, okay. Yeah. So had you ever seen, seen an episode, but like, you didn't know it. I mean, you've like had people watch everything. Like
a stan. I wouldn't feel it. I wasn't a psycho at the time, but I had seen it. I thought, you know, I thought the pilot wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Maybe because
really felt like someone was missing.
Yeah. It felt like
let's talk about something. That. I'm kidding.
But yeah.
The show really has potential. Just there's one certain magic lightning in a bottle element that's just not there.
Oh.
Yeah. But watching it every week is the best part, I think, of my work. Like, my work is to watch an episode of TV. I get to watch a funny TV episode and then write down what happened.
You have to track it. There's not like a lot. There's like a lot of work with that. Like, I feel like that takes a lot. You can't just like watch. Yeah.
The hard thing is finding the pineapple. That's the hard part of
it. Oh my God. I didn't even think about that. You literally have to find the pineapple every single week because pineapple sighting.
Yeah. Now that's hard work. And we're talking about it.
This is stuff I don't even, like, I didn't even think about that part.
No, but Yeah, watching it every week is incredible. I just get to spend like 45 minutes chuckling and then writing a little synopsis.
It's not a little synopsis. It's a breakdown of the entire
couple pages.
All of
they happen in a synopsis.
Yeah. And also a bunch of inside jokes and picking up on all of our nuances and everything else. It's a lot. Today's episode is brought to you by ButcherBox, your one-stop solution for high-quality, responsibly sourced meat delivered right to your doorstep. Are you tired of grocery store trips, searching for the perfect cut of meat, and wondering about its origins? ButcherBox is here to make your life easier and your meals more mouthwatering. With ButcherBox, you get 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, and heritage breed pork, all carefully selected and conveniently delivered to you. Not only do they offer a wide variety of cuts from juicy steaks to succulent chicken breast and even wild-caught seafood, they also ensure that every piece of meat is free from added hormones and antibiotics. You can taste the difference in every bite. And here's the best part. ButcherBox's commitment to sustainability means you can enjoy your favorite meats guilt-free. I love that they work closely with farmers who prioritize animal welfare and sustainable farming practices so you can feel good about your choices while savoring every flavor-packed bite. This is why I love this company. That actually means the most to me. Also, the meat is very good, but it's how they get it. Ordering from ButcherBox is literally so easy. Simply choose from their thoughtfully curated boxes or customize your own selection. Then sit back, relax, and enjoy your hand-picked cuts delivered frozen and packed with care right to your doorstep. No more last-minute trips to the grocery store. Join thousands of satisfied ButcherBox customers who have elevated their cooking game and taken the guesswork out of sourcing premium meat. Make your meals extraordinary and sign up for ButcherBox today. ButcherBox is giving us a very special deal. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/pineapple and use code pineapple to get 20% off your first order. That is butcherbox.com/pineapple and use code pineapple to claim this wonderful deal. This podcast is sponsored by Laundry Sauce. Laundry Sauce created the world's best smelling laundry detergent in simple to use, high performance pods that get the job done. From Australian sandalwood to Egyptian rose, your laundry will smell better than ever before. Plus, they stripped away all the unnecessary ingredients and artificial dyes and maximized the hardworking science-backed stain fighters and enzymes to ensure your favorite clothes come out looking brand new. I went from dreading doing laundry to legitimately being excited to do laundry because I knew my clothes would come out smelling amazing. That's crazy to say, but it's true. Honestly, I've been using Laundry Sauce. They sent me like some detergent to try and some of their products, but oh, the smell, it made my whole place smell nice. It made my sheets, everything. It was so, it was like decadent. It was so good. This stuff got delivered to me. I have been using it. I am completely obsessed with Laundry Sauce. You know, I'm a sucker for cute packaging. It's got that too. But beyond that, it smells. So I have the Egyptian rose. It smells so good. It just makes me happy. I have been doing more laundry because of it. Laundry Sauce was started back in 2021 by a team who were bored by the mundane scents in the detergent aisle. So they decided to make a product that was conscious, relevant, and innovative. So what's the secret sauce behind Laundry Sauce? Well, they partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, the same team behind many of your favorite scents. I didn't even know that until I'm reading this ad. That makes sense because this is some next level stuff, you all. With Laundry Sauce, every load of laundry becomes a touch of luxury right in your laundry room. And it's not just pods. Laundry Sauce makes scent boosters, dryer sheets, dryer balls, and fabric softeners too. Plus, if you aren't happy, send back Laundry Sauce for a full refund, no questions asked, but you're going to be happy. I'm telling you, you all know when I go crazy, like I'm crazy for this product. Remember, when you smell your best, look your best, and feel your best, you're ready to take on the rest. So head to laundrysauce.com/pineapple and use promo code pineapple at checkout for 15% off. That is the best offer you will find, but you must use our code pineapple for 15% off your order. That's the best you're going to find. Anyway, one last time, laundrysauce.com/pineapple, promo code pineapple for 15% off. So Tim and I, let's say we finish our pod.
Yeah.
We say bye and we're like, yay, when's the next one? Meanwhile, Devin goes into like a vortex of editing and work and also reminding me that the ads have been sitting in my inbox for 2 days and that I need to get them done so she can
I will send them to you after this.
Okay, great. Good. So time-wise, like I'm just sort of giving like the scope of everything just because in general, it's like, it's very cool, you know, what goes on behind the scenes. Also, the psychos have come to know you now You are one of us. You are part of our family, as you have said. But I just sort of want to bring to light, like, everything you, like, all the work that you do. So we hang up the pod, yep. And you go into edit.
Yep. Download everything.
Yeah.
Edit the audio, cut, like, pauses, just long briefs.
Wait, so, for me to send my audio file, which sometimes takes.
It does take Tim a bit. It does take Tim a bit to send his audio. But once I get it, Maggie sends immediately and she's like, bye. And then I get the audio, I upload it, edit the audio first. I go into intro editing, outro editing, ads, and then I go into the video editing. And then
okay.
We do it all over again.
And then there's the social part.
Yes. And then clips and socials,
yes.
Videos, post those.
And also the banners, the artwork, all that stuff. You do all yeah. of that.
And Patreon. And then we upload it to Patreon too.
Right. Yeah. And upload it to Patreon too.
Speaking of, please subscribe.
please subscribe to the Patreon, which I can never remember what that link is. Do you ever hear me when I'm doing the outros? I'll be like, yeah. What is it? Did you hear me on the last one? I was like, psychologist started patreon.com/psychologist. What is it? But anyway, so, all right. And Devin, let's, yes, Tim.
And then there's the workload she has to take on for the live shows, where she basically becomes our tour manager and wrote has to make sure our writers are followed to the T.
Oh my God, their riders are insane.
The blue M&Ms in my dress room.
Yeah. Always, the no eye contact, you know, it's a lot. I need my latte.
I am high maintenance, shall we say. And then she'll always make a note of, like, just to make sure Maggie knows that she's has collected several gluten-free acceptable snacks anywhere that Mags needs them to keep us all going, and make sure we have our, like I said, our various caffeine items.
It's so like
it's a lot, including all the recording equipment.
Yeah, and organizing all of that on the other side with them. So like, there's a whole other team that comes in, right? So if we're in Detroit, if we're in San Francisco, if we're there's that's a different venue. That's not like us being in our own little studio here. So then Devin has to deal with all of the tech with whatever space we're in there. She's organizing ticket sales. She's organizing getting us wrangled, because you and I, Tim and I, can just be like, hi, we want to talk to everybody. We just want to, like, we're just the whole time, we're just in awe acting like kids. And Devin's like very gently, like our little mama bear being like, like kids.
The clipboard, like, we have to go here.
Yes. Kids, we have to get to work now. And then also the music and like, the mics and like the sound checks and making sure we have, whether it's a railing, like getting photos. When we were in Detroit in that room, it wasn't like a set normal stage. Like, you know, every requirement, like what are the chairs we're sitting in? Like, how are the mics set up? Like, what's the recording equipment? All of that.
It's a lot.
So Devin, what do you like in your perfect world?
Yes.
What do you want to do? What would be like
if you were reading The Magic of Believing?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Like, eventually, like, what is your?
Well,
what's your list to me?
Writing comedy.
Yeah.
Writing for a scripted show.
Yeah.
Kind of what you guys did. Writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Workplace comedy. Maybe a little late night to throw in.
We love, we know that, we know Steve Franks is a big Devin fan.
So,
Well, who isn't a big Devin fan?
I think everyone who gets to know Devin becomes a big Devin fan.
Yeah. Tell us about your cat.
Well, my cat's name is King Fluffington. He is a Maine Coon. Mm-hmm. He is my son. He's my boyfriend. He's my partner in life. He's my beautiful boy. Mm-hmm. And I adopted him back in Boston probably like 4 years ago. And he was from a hoarding case. There are about six others.
Oh my God.
And I was like, can I take all of them? No, I live in a studio apartment. So just got one kitty. But
you're definitely, remember when that thing happened that day with the dog?
Oh my gosh, that was crazy. I was driving home from Larchmont
Village,
and I saw this dog, the stray dog running around, and was like, Maggie can help somehow. I pulled over my car and ran over to get this dog. And then I was like walking around, took it to the vet to see if it was chipped. It was, but there was no information on the chip. So I was like, I guess I'm keeping this dog.
And yeah, I remember you said that.
Yeah, we posted. But I was walking back and I saw this woman and was like, you live in this area. Have you seen this dog before? And she was like, that's my daughter's dog.
And I was no way.
Oh, wow. And then I was like, are you sure? Like, do you have a picture? Can you prove it? And she was like, yeah, that's my daughter's. But her daughter was 4. So I was like, this is your dog. How did you not know that was your dog?
It's so sketch, that situation.
Yeah, it was a really sketchy situation, but I'm glad the dog had an owner. And
I mean, you said like he went in. I think there was like we were FaceTiming, right?
Yeah. He kept running to this one house. So I was like, this must be the house.
Yeah.
And then this woman came out and was like, I think that's my daughter's dog.
You don't know?
Yeah. I was like, she's 4? I was like, do you want to call your daughter? Her dog?
Your 4-year-old's feeding this dog and taking it to the vet and not.
Yeah.
I'm not even that responsible. This 4-year-old cannot be walking this dog.
She's like, but, yeah, I don't know where she is right now. My daughter's at work. So let me give her a call because
I was like, call your daughter. And she's like, she's 4.
It was so odd, that experience. I remember both of us were like really uncomfortable with the, it's just so tricky when you like, the dog has a home. The dog seems to like its home. The dog is being cared for. The situation feels a little sketch, but like, I don't know. It's not
photographic proof that it was her dog. And I was like, okay.
No, it's the right thing. It was the right thing.
Yeah.
Next time, don't lose your dog. I just remember that. We share a love of animals. So Devin, how much do you, we are your favorites, right?
Yes.
Okay. So for all of you,
okay, I already know the answer to this. Between the two of us.
Oh my gosh. You cannot do that to me.
There's no point even asking. I know the answer.
It's both of you.
It's
I can't choose. We all have blue eyes.
It's the one that you have.
We all have blue eyes.
I can't go against blue eyes.
Oh my God. I love it so much. See, Devin is so funny. When we were back from all of the strikes and, you know, back at work and whatever. I don't know. It's like, you should be, I don't want to lose you, but we need Devin. You will be writing on a show. I know you will. I know you will. I don't know if you all like, also part of the producing job that Devin has is dealing with me calling her after every podcast, mostly me times, I think, because with Tim, it's like, we have such a like, I feel so safe and it's like less vulnerable because I'm like, I've got my rhythm. And we have our rhythm. Yeah. And we're talking about our show. Like, and so sometimes with me time, I'll call, oh, Tim, this is great. You're going to love this. I call Devin almost after every interview and I'll be like, how was it?
You're texting me like, is this a good question? Can I do this? Is this all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. And then also therapizing. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, this is the key to what an amazing producer is.
Yeah. I mean, it's above and beyond though.
It's the emotional support human in addition to all the technical stuff.
100%.
And creative stuff.
100%. I mean, I feel like with probably every single podcast you do, you have this insight to everyone's neuroses and life just because you either witness it or hear about it after. And I know other hosts, as I have interviewed some of them that Tim, it's like not just us, everybody has the same thing about Devin. Cannot live without her. She knows my life story.
Yeah, I'm a vault. I know everyone's secrets.
She is a vault. You do know everyone's secrets.
The vault.
But she is though.
Yeah, don't call me D-Dog anymore. Just call me the vault.
The vault. The vault.
The vault.
D-Vault.
Okay, so I'm going from D-Dog to D-Vault.
Yeah. Correct. And it's one word. D-E-V-A-U-L-T. Yes.
Yes.
D-Vault. Although D-Vault. I do like D-Dog. I still like D-Dog.
D-Dog's pretty great.
I'll mix it up.
Yeah.
Devin, I have other questions I want to ask you that I know the psychos will probably want to know, but I think they're really personal.
Go for it. I'm an open book. even though I'm a vault. I'm a vault for other people.
She's like, I don't. That's good. I've met Will. Are we allowed to talk about Will?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, well, sort of. Yeah. Okay. So Will is as tall as Steve Franks.
Will is 6'11". He may be even taller than Steve Franks.
He is what taller than Steve Franks.
Is your cat's name is Will?
No, Will is my boyfriend.
Her boyfriend. And
he is 6'11". He is Steve Franks, Frank's size.
And how tall are you, Devin?
I am 5'2". So we are a good match. It's a hefty height difference. And it's always funny.
I love it. And how did you all meet?
We met on Hinge. Actually, he went to my college. Did not know that. He was on the basketball team. I was in a sketch comedy troupe, so we never would have meshed in college.
Wait, hold on. He was on the basketball team?
At my college, yes.
At the same time you were there?
Yeah, I had no idea he existed. I would never go to a sports game.
Oh, my God. Wait, you were in a sketch comedy troupe?
Yeah, I was in a sketch troupe called Chocolate Cake City.
And oh, my God. I love this.
Yeah, it was the time of my life. Getting to write sketches and perform. I miss college.
You are so, such a...
You're this is why I really wanted to do this interview with you, even though you resist. I knew you would resist, but you kind of... I mean, because you came to the podcast with Maggie, so I never knew you and didn't know anything about you other than like you were this person I just knew was handling everything that I would text or email at midnight going, how? So I'm getting this whole backstory, which I never knew.
Devin, how did we... What was our initial meeting? It was on a Zoom.
Yeah, I think I actually was still in Florida. It was during the pandemic still. And we just met on a Zoom and they were like, you're producing the show. And I was like, you bet I am. And pitched some titles. And
oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We were in music. We were all weighing in. That's the other thing.
Format. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the other part of this too, is like before even the actual like podcast was up and running, all these things go into it. Right. And same with Me Time. You did all this with me and Me Time too, where we were like, you know, tossing ideas, you know, music, which by the way, I love and people have loved, but the psychologist are in music was like really cool. And then we had that initial, like we were trying to find the photos from the photo shoot.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there was so much that went into that like initial artwork stuff. And that I think is when I was sort of like, I'm going to call Devin on the side and ask her what she thinks. I'm going to call Devin on, because I started doing that. At like some point I just was like, we'd all be on a Zoom together and then we'd hang up just like I do now with Me Time.
We would get on a Zoom with like a few people and then we'd hang up and be like, okay, so what do we really think?
What are we really doing? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We still do that. But yes, you should know that we will hang up a lot of times and be like, I'll be like, Devin, but what do you really think? The whole point of this is to say we cannot live without Devin. Mm. Devin is the greatest. Devin works so hard. Devin makes this happen every week. Like truly, like Tim and I show up, we do our bits and
in various forms of intoxication and or... intoxication, I should say.
Yes. Are you like me, looking in the mirror and seeing even the most minuscule wrinkles? Yeah, I mean, we've all been there. So I did some digging and found that hyaluronic acid decreases with age. There is a gradual loss of hyaluronic acid in the skin as we age. And over time, the skin becomes thinner, drier, and more prone to wrinkles. But that's where Hyacera comes in, a once daily supplement with Ritual designed to promote skin support from within, with clinically proven ingredients to minimize wrinkles after 90 days. Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement with two clinically proven ingredients, Ceratec and Hyabes, to reduce wrinkles and fine lines. In a clinical study done by an independent research lab, Ceratec proved to help reduce wrinkles and fine lines in 90 days. In a clinical study done by the supplier, Hyabes significantly improved skin luster and suppleness compared with the baseline after 90 days. So enhance your skincare routine from the inside out with one daily capsule with a soothing vanilla scent. Made traceable, non-GMO, vegan. gluten-free, soy-free, no artificial colorants, third-party tested for heavy metals and microbes. I have to say, Hi-Best is one of the best clinically studied ingredients shown to help minimize wrinkles and hydrate skin. And get this, it's in a capsule. I love it. I love that this product promotes glowing and moisturized skin, and you betcha I am using it every single day. So reduce wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a skin supplement you can actually trust. Ritual is offering our listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/pineapple to start Ritual and add Hyacera to your lineup today. We love Ritual. I am such a fan of this company. Oh my God. Devin was like, guys, so the live show in Detroit was late after a full day, like Tim and I had at the convention. And Devin was like, you guys, guess what? What? It was like
the greatest news in the world.
In the world. She was like, the hall where we're doing the podcast is right next to a bar. And Tim and I were both like,
yes, please.
Yes. So Devin was like, give me your orders. And I got a little nervous because I was like, oh, I don't think I should be too like altered for this experience.
Don't drink and podcast.
Don't drink and podcast. And I didn't. I did after.
After, yeah.
But I sipped, I had maybe like a sip or two to like take the edge off. But I was like, nah, I need to have my brain. But
like, okay.
And Tim was like, I'll take another. And Devin was right there.
And I believe you were kind of to also grab one for Allison as well. She was nervous and in the audience and nervous about.
And then you had one with us. No, that was non-alcoholic, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. All right. Devin's not a big drinker, but.
No, but I do love a good mocktail. And at Shirley Temple.
Aunt Shirley Temple. We brought it. We bring it out of you. So I would say, without getting too crazy, because the psychos will probably jump on this, but now I want to do a fan question. Now I want to hop back on and do fan questions at some point, because I know they're going to have questions for you.
No, we have to. We need to do a part two of just fan questions with them.
Well, we've got time.
Or we either do a part two or a bonus. Because the psychos are going to be, I think, feel left out that we didn't include them in this. And I don't know why I didn't think of that, other than I've been trying to like follow strike rules. And for some reason, I was thinking that would be like somehow against the rules. But are you kidding? They're going to go crazy to ask Devin questions. They're going to be like, who's more annoying? Who's more high maintenance?
Legally, both. No, I'm just
both. Yeah, exactly.
No, you guys are perfect. Working with you is incredible and it's a gift and I love doing it. So
we love you.
Could not do this without you. So thank you for always being amazing and incredible at what you do. And just all the intense support you give us.
Devin, what else do you want to share about being a podcast producer that you think would be interesting for the sake of
the most awesome podcast producer?
The most awesome that I'm not asking, because I think there's probably a lot of curiosity about this work.
Yeah, being a producer, it's a lot of different hats, I would say. You book guests, you record, you edit, you make it for social media, you write titles, descriptions, ad copy. It's just a lot of different things.
Babysit, therapy.
I'm glad you just listed them off, because when you said it's a lot of hats, I was going to say, how many hats?
That's good. It's so many. I think this is like, that's what we keep trying to emphasize by asking you these questions, is like how much work you do and how we could not do this podcast. It wouldn't be.
Or me time with Maggie.
And I know, and I've talked to like Kristen and like other hosts that I've like everyone says the same thing. I don't know how you juggle it, because we always feel like we're your only kids, you know, we're like your favorite. We're your favorites during the time that we have you, but you're doing this for everybody. And it is so beyond just like, I don't want to say because that in and of itself is so much work, but it's like, oh, producing, but it's like, it's managing so many things.
Yeah, I think it's also just being a nice person. I think that's what show business is.
It's, yeah, it is so, still so rare, a quality.
So rare.
Yeah, I get to work with incredible people, which makes me love what I do and just makes it better.
You're also very, very, very patient, and we love you for that.
Yeah, I also have a good patience.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, working with you guys is incredible, and watching the show, always funny. I get to watch, like I say, I get to watch a comedy show at, like once a week. Yeah. I write a script about it. It's incredible.
I know, but it's still a lot of work. It's like, anyway, Devin, we love you so much. So we're going to do either a bonus or a part two where we're going to ask fan questions for Devin. And I can't wait, right? I mean, don't we have, I feel like, Tim, don't you agree? Like the psychos are going to be like, they're going to want to ask you so many questions, I feel like.
I definitely think we need to do a bonus with and include our dear psychos, because Devin's not one of us, as we established.
Yeah.
And they all know her, which is why I wanted to do this interview with her, because they want to know, I'm sure they want to know stuff. So.
And a great supporter of, from the beginning, the strike, our pivot, what we're doing, like, I want to throw in one thing strike related. My friend Bree Blair, who was also on the show, we won't say the episode, we won't say it, but like, you know, psychos know who she is. She has really in this strike, I feel like, taken on, I don't know if she's like a designated captain, but she's definitely put a lot of things together. Anyway, she's put a list together. This is just for, we'll just share this just for people who are in our industry who are listening, but basically if anywhere that is offering a discount for people affected by the strike. So businesses, restaurants, like all of that, she has a list. We will share it on our socials. And her name is Bree Blair. You can also like her Instagram is blowing up with a lot of this, strike information. So,
She was kidnapped in a specific episode, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She was kidnapped in a specific
involved in a head that was magic, if I'm correct.
There was a magic head involved. Yeah, no, this is true. And I've known Bree forever. Bree and I used to go to auditions together when our moms were with us. Like that's how long we've known each other. Wow. Since we were like 17, 18 years old. Yeah. And then we've had like a lot of like, you know, life happens. We've had like reconnections and like, we just had dinner the other night. And she's very much back in my life and I'm so happy and, or not that we were ever not in each other's lives. It's just that we've like made a real effort lately to, and I've seen her on the picket lines too.
The crazy woo world of Maggie. She's very dear friends with my next door neighbor.
Bree is?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's right. You told me this. So, yeah.
Be on the porch and see the both of them in the front, in their front yard every now and then. She always asks about you.
Yeah. Tell them hello. Bear? Isn't their dog named Bear?
It is Bear. Bear was my poodle after Lucy passed and they moved in next door.
Bear comes over to say hi. But anyway, we'll share that on our socials and Bree and the work she's doing and put together. And it's really nice. It's like all compiled in one place because a lot of businesses are supporting the strike and offering discounts and whatever. So it's just nice to kind of know and have that information and support those businesses as well.
And speaking of supporting the strike, I want to thank all of you who every time I post something from a picture from the line, your comments of support, it really, I mean, obviously, maybe not obvious, but I just wanted to make sure you know how much it fuels all of us who are standing out in the heat and trying to fight for our rights to a fair contract. And it's really important to get that feedback from all y'all. So I appreciate it. And I was at the line yesterday with, of course, our dear super captain, Kirsten, and a very young writer named Anupam.
Anupam! We love Anupam. That picture warmed my heart. We need to get him on the pod.
Oh, which, by the way, he says he listens to the pod and he was very excited because he said it's the only podcast where people call him the handsome Anupam.
Let's get the handsome Anupam in. I mean, he's been so busy. Good for him. Yeah. That picture was fantastic. Devin, anything else you want to add to our episode about you and gushing about how much we love you? I feel like all I did was talk about how much I love you. And I don't know that you got to talk that much.
Like you guys didn't say it enough, actually.
Devin, love you.
We love you. And there's going to be another, there's going to be more Devin content coming your way. Devin's a magical being. She's a force, and we're all going to know her. I mean, we already do, but like it's just the beginning and you're already killing it.
Thank you.
I had no idea you're a writer and a comedy person other than a lover of the comedy.
Yeah. Legit stuff. And we're going to get her on the show or a show sooner than later. But you can't leave our podcast. That's only rule.
I would never.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Never.
All right, Devin. We love you.
Before we sign off, can I, do you see the text I sent you this morning?
Yes.
Can I talk about that?
Yes.
I got back in touch with, back to the show that we all did together. One of our really early amazing executives, it's a woman named Jackie.
Love.
She was a huge supporter of our show from the get-go. Yes. And Jackie lives in Maui. So I recently just reached out to her. And we've not talked about the Perquake and what that did, but we haven't had a chance to talk about the devastation in Maui. Reached out to her recently, just made sure she was okay. And she is okay. She still lives in Maui. She has left the business after a 33-year career as a television person. And as she's pivoted herself into him. She now does, I haven't told you this yet, Max. She does life coaching, specializing in talking with people dealing with anxiety and stress, especially people in ministry. And now she has a podcast, and I told about our podcast, and first thing she said was how excited she was that you and I are still so close. And she's going to start listening to our podcast. So I want to talk about her podcast now. She now has a podcast called The Overthinker's Guide to Joy.
Which I love the title.
And she recently interviewed a certain man named James Roday Rodriguez. So after you're all done listening to this, go sign up for our friend Jackie's podcast.
And Jackie DeCrinis, we love her so much. Wait, Tim, how did you reconnect with her?
I had an old email from her. So I just sent her an email saying, hey, I haven't talked to you since that thing that happened with my brain. And I wanted to make sure our very first trip as a family to Hawaii was to Maui and not far from where Jackie lives. And we had dinner with Jackie and her family over at their house. And so
that's so nice.
Just wanted to check in and see if she's still, we haven't spoken in years, but she, like I said, she's left. She moved back to LA for a little while, but then left the industry as an executive after a brilliant 33-year career. And is now she's pivoted herself. And so she's going to start listening to our podcast. So I wanted everybody to start listening to her podcast.
The Overthinker's Guide to Joy.
Yes.
And we need to have her on the Psychologist RN ASAP.
Yes, we do. And once we're off here, I'm emailing because I've returned email and I'd sent her. And I sent her pictures of you and I from the gang from your birthday.
Oh, I love that. That's so great. I love Jackie. Oh, I want to send her. Let's get her on the podcast. And also, yes, go listen to her pod. This is a wonderful woman who, like, honestly, from day one, like, you know, it's one thing to be like supportive of an idea and do the things you need to do to support a show. She was like so involved, so hands-on, and so genuinely cared about all of our well-being. Like, this is just
so smart and talented
and unbelievably talented. And honestly, like, open to anything. Like, I remember just created a space where, like, you know, the craziest idea she would entertain and try to make happen for an episode, for us, for Psych, for anything. I mean, she's can't say enough about her. I love that.
Brothers and executives isn't always their speed. The word yes is not always in their vocabulary.
No, so and
she's supportive of the show. And as I was saying, once I'm off the pod with you, after returning an email, I'm sending her a link to Me Time because I know she would love it.
Yeah, I want to have her on there too. Let's get Jackie on all the things and we'll promote her podcast as well because it sounds like a beautiful thing she's doing. Ugh, and Maui. Yeah, she's okay. Yes.
Yeah, they did have to evacuate, but her neighborhood luckily was
okay.
Crazy. Spared. But still, she said that the devastation on the island is still just, it's in the air. It's just palpable.
Of course. I'm so glad you shared that, Tim.
I'll share her contact info with you, Max.
Yeah, I want to reach out to her immediately. Okay, I love that. All right.
Let's rub it.
I want to talk to Devin all day.
I'm so glad we got to do this. It was really nice to get to know you a little better rather than just through text saying D-Dog help. I can't understand the schedule. When are we doing it? And by the way, I'm going to make, because my schedule's crazy, Maggie's schedule's crazy, we're going to make your life even more difficult trying to schedule this.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's fun. It's like a little puzzle. Do a puzzle every week. Thank you,
guys. We're a puzzle. Devin, we love you so much. We cannot live without you. Cannot say enough about you. So happy you're a psycho now.
A perfect meld that you made into our psych family.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're the best. You're the greatest. You love you both so much. Thank you all. And Devin, this is the first of many. Thank you, Devin, for coming on the pod. We love you so much. And thank you for listening to another episode of The Psychologist Erin. As always, don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologist Erin and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod, and send us DMs for questions about Devin and what she does for the pod or anything you want to ask. Let's do an Ask Devin Anything, an ADA, Ask Devin Anything. Anyway, we want to hear your fan questions for Devin. Plus, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/psychologistrn for full video episodes of the pod and ad-free apps.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.